Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Someone asked me recently what I like about movies. I gave the usual answer: story, emotions, acting, images, themes, novelty. But she said she likes the places the movies take you, countries you otherwise would never get to visit. So this week I'm looking at dramas that take you to new places. There are celebrities in the Mediterranean and cowboys in Brazil and farmers in Northeast Scotland a century ago. Sunset Song, directed by Terence Davies, based on the novel by writer Lewis Grassic Gibbon. It's early 20th century in rural northeastern Scotland. Chris, played by Agnes Dane, is happy and bright, a schoolgirl who lives on her family farm. She's one with the land, but holds future ambitions of a career, maybe a school teacher. But her family life is less than nice. Her mother's depressed. Her father, played by Peter Mullen, is a brute. She's closest to her brother Will, who hates their dad, and for good reason. Their father is quick with the whip and will bloody his back for even the slightest infraction, like a play on words involving the name Jehovah. It's a rough life. And when mom survives an unbelievably painful childbirth, it's twins, she loses it, and the family falls apart. Will leaves for greener pastures. Mom's out of the picture. Dad eventually has a stroke. Chris has to run the farm by herself, plowing the fields, harvesting the grain. She marries for love to a kind and gentle man named Ewan, played by Kevin Guthrie. Their post-honeymoon life is idyllic until World War I happens. Then suddenly it's loud sermons from the pulpit saying, "The Kaiser is the Antichrist," and anyone who doesn't join up to fight him in the muddy trenches is both a coward and a traitor. So Ewan signs up, and the next time she sees him, he's been replaced by a horrible creature she doesn't even know. So Sunset Song is a coming-of-age novel about a strong and independent woman and the troubles she faces, but directed by the great Terence Davies makes it a very different movie than you might otherwise expect. Time passes and scenes change, like memories in your mind recalled much later. Chris is the narrator, but she speaks in third person. And like in most of Davies' movies, characters are as likely to start singing songs or humming things they like, or reciting poetry or quoting biblical texts, as they are to have normal dialogue. But it never feels odd or affected. It's just how they talk, how people talk. And sex and violence, fury and pain, anguish and celebration, they're all shown beautifully by candlelight. Great movie. Neon Bull, written and directed by Gabriel Mascaro. Iremar, played by Giuliano Cazare, is a vaquero, like a buckaroo, literally a cowboy in Brazil. He's tough and swarthy with a black beard, and he lives among the cows, feeding, washing, and shoveling manure. His job is to tend the bulls used in a type of rodeo match called a vaquejada. Two men riding horses with a bull running between them have to take the bull down and cut off the end of his tail. Iremar is the one who powders the bull's tail and pushes him into the ring. His work is rough, dirty, and badly paid, but a more interesting part of his brain coexists. He sees images and fantasies which he brings to life in the form of clothing and costumes. He lives on the road as part of a traveling impromptu family. There's the model-like Galega, his boss, played by Maeve Jenkins, her young daughter, the unfortunately named Kaka, played by Aline Santana, and many others. In his free time, he observes and collects. a mannequin he finds in a dump, surfing fonts he sees on a sign by the side of the road, the hair he bobs off that are bobbed off the bull tails at the rodeo. He keeps everything. And he sketches his designs over pictures of naked women in porno magazines. He dresses them in his designs. And he translates these into actual outfits for Galega to wear and perform in. But what outfits they are. A sexy mixture of horse and human. And there lies the crux. They all work with cows, but dream about horses. Kaka wants to own a horse. Galega dresses like a horse, and Iramar either wants to become one or have sex with one. It's never completely clear. He certainly has erotic dreams involving horses, as well as some real-life sexual interactions of a sort between man and beast. I'll say no more. You just have to watch the movie yourself to understand what I'm talking about. There's not much of a story or a plot in the movie. It's mainly for its images and ideas. It's beautifully shot, alternating between explicit sex and amazing documentary-style animal scenes, like the screen completely filled with white bulls. Unbelievable. This is the kind of movie that gradually grows on you long after it's over, and it's unforgettable. A Bigger Splash, directed by Luca Guadagnino. Marianne Lane, played by Tilda Swinton, lives in a secluded villa on a rocky Italian island in the Mediterranean. She's a former rock star used to performing in glam makeup and sequins before thousands of adoring fans in a stadium, until she lost her voice. Now she's doted on by her much younger, faithful husband, Paul, played by Matthias Schoenaerts. They spend each day playing in bed or relaxing in their serene swimming pool. Paul was introduced to Marianne by her first husband, Harry, played by Ralph Fiennes, who felt a change was needed in their lives. Harry is a larger-than-life celebrity in his own right, a rock producer who loves recalling his adventures with people like Mick Jagger. So Paul is in awe of both Marianne and Harry, which is why he can't really object when Harry arrives uninvited at their doorstep with a blasé young woman named Penelope, played by Dakota Johnson. Penelope lives with her mom in Connecticut, but recently discovered she has a dad, Harry, of course. And here they both are. Harry loves it. He's the kind of guy who always needs a dramatic entrance. And once he's on stage, as it were, he walks around naked and stays away for most of the movie. Penelope is looking for sex and has her eye on both her putative father, she wants to see a DNA test first, and Paul. Marianne, though, is less than pleased by the interlopers. It opens up old wounds and unfinished business. She also prefers center stage herself. She doesn't want to be a sidekick in her own home. And Paul, well, he's overwhelmed by the uncomfortable situation, but he keeps it to himself until things explode. This movie feels like a stage play with four characters interacting, played by four really great actors. The characters are all fascinating, but in a grotesque, hateable sort of way. As celebrities, they're used to being watched, but they also need privacy, but we get to or have to watch them how they really are, and it ain't pretty. Some of the camera work bother me. It's too show-offy and distracting, but the scenic beauty of a Mediterranean isle that's also a landing point for asylum seekers more than makes up for it. Neon Bull and A Bigger Splash and Sunset Song all open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.